This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Hi, Paul. I hope everybody's safe and well up in there in Queensland, and maybe you'll get the borders open sometime.
Yes, it would be good. Now, listen, Richard, this is very interesting, the first subject we're going to talk about today, because we get a lot of subscriptions. You've got subscriptions to Netflix. You've got antivirus stuff. You've got Tell me something. Are they under control? How do people keep them under control? And I believe even a new one is starting this week.
Exactly right, Paul. So there are subscriptions to everything. We've got subscriptions to Office. We've got subscriptions to music. I look at mine. I've got a subscription to Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. We've got Netflix. We've got Stan. We've got Foxtel. We've got Amazon. We've got Disney Plus. Now, a lot of people have multi subscriptions out there. And what happens is that you end up getting that charge on the credit card and you go, what the hell am I paying for on here? So, you know, make a list of everything you subscribe to, what your account is on there as well, and know when they're coming out of your account. It's a really good idea, Paul, because there are so many things come out of our credit card accounts sometimes that it's hard for us to keep up with these things. So have a real good look at it. And make sure you know, if you don't need them, not using them, cancel them. You can always go back.
Yeah, would a cancelling in some of these, would you get a sort of a cancellation fee?
No. Most of the ones like Netflix, Stan and Foxtel and you know, the music ones will go, you know, if you cancelled, let's say, on the 10th, they say, that's all right, you can have it till the 30th of the month. Once the month's finished, you will stop your feed on there as well. One I'd really like people to look at, if you've got a subscription to an antivirus company,
yep,
make sure you know how to log on and remove that credit card, because I can let you know there are a couple of those companies out there, they will charge you till the cows come home. It's very hard for you to get out of them. I'm very, very reluctant in some cases to give an antivirus company my credit card.
Yeah. Well, you've never been a great fan, have you?
No, I haven't, Paul. I really don't like them at all. So, yes. And we've got a new one, Paul, as well. Binge from Foxtel. So that started this week. So it costs $10 a month.
Binge?
Binge. Yeah. I've got to say, good name. Really like the name on there as well. So, you know, Binge starts, and, you know, Foxtel really need this to work because they do have a bit of a dwindling subscriber base. At the beginning, the first few months of this year when everything was going up on the subscription side because of Netflix, Stan, Amazon and Disney Plus, their subscriptions went down. So they dropped 100,000 subscribers.
Mm.
So they're looking at this to try and build their revenue back up on there as well. Had a quick look at it. Not great on a 4K TV, got to say that. At the moment, I'm sure they'll fix it. No captions on there as well. So if you rely on captions, and a lot of people do, that's not on there as well. But if you want, all the shows are on Foxtel. Don't have a Foxtel subscription, and the movies are on Foxtel. Binge might be for you.
Mm. What are you watching on Netflix at the moment?
I knew you would ask me that, Paul.
Well, if you knew, you should have had an answer ready.
Yeah, I didn't, Paul. So, yes, I've just actually finished, because I've got subscriptions to a few of these. On Amazon, I've just finished rewatching House.
Oh, House, well. Yes. What's the actor's name in that? He was on telly the other day. I think it was on Graham Norton, and he was talking about maybe Graham Norton or one of the others, and he was saying that his favourite TV show ever was doing House, and any other work that he's done, he loved House.
Yeah, I think it's just a great, great show, so yes.
Mm. Well, we're still watching The Blacklist. We're up to season 5, the season 7's in total. And can I recommend that to anybody? It is an amazing drama. That is The Blacklist, and just a magnificent show. James Spader at his best.
Yep, we really like James Spader, so that's good.
Yes, Boston Legal, of course. Okay, let's move on. Google Chrome. Now, I love Google Chrome, and you were the first one to alert me to Google Chrome because it's a lot safer than using the normal Google. They've just added a bunch of big privacy features.
And I'm going to mention two of them. They've got a thing called real-time threat checking. as well. Now,
what was that?
Real-time threat checking. So what happens is they've got a new enhanced safe browsing mode. So what happens is you go to a website that they deem is unsafe for you. It will pop up on your screen and say, Paul, you need to get off this page right now, or they won't actually let you go to that page unless you acknowledge that what you're about to do may infect your computer. That's a really good thing. So they've enhanced that. The other thing they've got is password checking on there. Now, Google Chrome has its own password management tool on there as well. So it can save the passwords where you log in through the browser. But now it can actually recommend if your passwords are insecure. So what it will basically do is there are, I think, a couple of billion passwords that have been leaked onto the internet around the world. If your password matches one of those, it will say, hey, Paul, don't use this password here. Because a lot of people do things like they'll put the cat's name, the dog's name in there, you know, their favourite football team on there as well. So I quite like that idea. So it encourages you to make a good password.
Good stuff. Hey, listen, question without notice, because this has come up the other day. My iPhone, she's just about buggered. I've dropped it a few times and the screen is a little funny. You know, the battery, once again, you know, just seems to go flat all the time. But Marion just said our contract is up now. And people should check out their contracts, because that puts you in a very, very good position when you go to your Telstra or Optus shop or wherever.
It does, Paul. People never bother to look at their contracts all the time. I'm a big believer. Every 12 months, walk in the door, find out what they can do for you. Because a lot of the time they go, Paul, that's really great. We're just going to slightly tweak this. We'll give you more data, or you might be entitled to a phone at a cheaper price at the moment. The phone I'll probably recommend for you, Paul, is the new iPhone SE, which has just come out now.
SE.
And you can get it in red.
What other colours?
New silver.
They got it in pink?
One.
Have they got it in pink?
Red, because the red ones we know, Paul, go faster. You want a fast
They
plane.
Do too.
Exactly right. So, yeah, red. But people, check your contracts as well. So if you haven't been into a store or contact your telco in the last 2 years, definitely call them. You can get a better deal.
We're talking with Richard Pascoe, our tech guy here on Fab FM.
We've seen a couple of big companies around Australia at the moment get subjected to ransomware. So the Toll Group has been subjected to ransomware, and My Budget as well, ransomware. What happens is basically somebody in those companies would have seen on their screen, big message comes across and says, we have encrypted all of your files. You need to pay money to get the key to unlock all your files. And it will bring a business to its knees. So the first thing you do is you make sure that you don't pay the ransom. You get somebody in to help you. You contact ScamWatch as well. But people say, how did I actually get this? So what happens is a lot of it is staff training out there as well. So it occurs when you open an email up that to a lot of people would obviously be a scam. You open the attachment on that email. You've browsed to basically very unsafe websites, or you've not kept your IT systems up to date. So you're running old Windows 7 computers that haven't been updated. You're running outdated software. Then you combine that with the email, and then suddenly you're subjected to this sort of thing. Ransomware is targeting businesses out there. So be very, very careful. Educate your staff. And, you know, during this time, you might have to go along and making sure that, you know, you're updating your systems all the time.
Terrific. Okay, that's good information to have, Richard. Now we go to the crap tech item of the week. Now, for the last the last 2 weeks, we've had hats, and we're still sticking with the head with this crap thing.
I like my headwear, Paul. You know that.
I know you do. But this is your crap tech item of the week. Now, last week, I think the thing cost about $35, and we went, well, $35, you know. But this one is not only crap, but it costs $533.
A bargain. Good heavens, if you're getting the job seeker payment, this is one thing you don't want to spend your money on, let me tell you. It is the Muse S headband. It is a smart meditation headband. Nobody needs this, Paul. Let me tell you, if you're one of those people that gets a bit nervous holding your phone up to the side of your head, this is not for you. It is basically a headband that is packed with sensors all the way around that measure your brain's electrical activity, your optical heart rate sensor. It's got an accelerometer. It's got a gyroscope. You know why they need the gyroscope, Paul?
Why?
Because you suddenly discover you paid $533 for it and you fall over in shock.
Oh.
So the idea is that the sensors monitor your vitals in real time. You're not a NASA astronaut, people. You don't need this.
Yes.
All right, honestly, you're not going up. They're not going to use this, and they use that data to help you focus via audio cues, where somebody in the background goes, "You're a great man, Paul Macon. You're a great man, Paul Macon. You're wonderful, Paul. Have a great life." We don't need this. And for a start, you're going to look absolutely ridiculous on it as well. So it goes around your forehead and your ears on there as well. It's got a battery stuck in there. You've got so much electronics stuck to your head as well. You know, meditation, don't worry about that because you're frying your brain, people, with this thing. The Muses headband, $533. Do not waste your time.
If you don't live near a Telstra tower, this could be your own little Telstra tower strapped to your head.
Exactly right. Suddenly people are using this and suddenly, my phone connection's gone really well. So, yes, no, we don't need this.
Oh, I wonder how many people will actually buy this for $533.
I reckon a few of the tinfoil hat brigade might come around out and buy this.
Yes, we've got a few of those around the place, but we won't go on with that. Now, Richard Pascoe, your website, please.
Is talktech.com.au.
You got some good information up there, haven't you?
Including this week, I've just put up there, if you want to get out of your TikTok account, and I'm not the biggest fan of TikTok at all, I've got how to deactivate the account.
Now, listen, for people who, aren't sort of privy to what TikTok is, and it seems to be the go-to word these days, or two words, what the hell is TikTok really? Just bring it down to an essence.
TikTok is a Chinese social media site, but at the moment is the darling of the media. And let me explain very, very quickly, Paul. It's make little music clips up there, do something funny, dance when you're doing something on there as well. Three things wrong with it. The moderators on TikTok have been told to demote anybody off the front page who is not good looking enough, poor, or has disabilities.
Oh.
That's number one. Some of the challenges on there, Paul, where people are known to like, let's make an electrical outlet burst into flames. Just what you want the kids to do, said nobody ever as well. So that's on there. Dipping certain body parts into certain fluids to see if you can taste it on your tongue. Another thing you don't want on there as well. Guns are all over TikTok as well. So if you're worried about what your kids are seeing, on there as well, I would really urge them to get off of TikTok. I don't understand why the media in Australia is so in love with TikTok when they used to hate Facebook, and this pales in comparison by that. They also scan kids' photo, kids they take when you put them a... they scan kids' faces in and are storing those details on their servers as well.
Mm.
And they're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, Paul, through advertising.
The Chinese are making this money.
Yeah.
The mob that brought us COVID-19.
Exactly right. And we're supporting this.
Gee whiz. Well, thank you for explaining that, because I wasn't fully aware myself about TikTok. Richard Pascoe, have a wonderful week. We'll catch you next week here on Fab FM with all of your goodies.
Look forward to it, Paul.